This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As temperatures rise, snow melts, and a dense fog advisory continues for our area, officials are reminding people when driving to use their low beams, which allow you to see better and others to see you. Leave extra distance between your cars and stay alert. The fog hasn't only affected vehicular travel. About 30% of the flights leaving from the Appleton International Airport on Thursday were grounded due to concerns with the fog and safety. You can expect warmer temperatures to continue with fog today turning to drizzle and rain through Saturday. Manitowoc police arrested a 47-year-old Manitowoc man for allegedly possessing child pornography and are now asking for any potential victims to come forward. According to a press release, Manitowoc police received a tip that a suspect had uploaded an image of child pornography to an internet search engine attempting to search for similar images. Following a search warrant, police arrested Stephen Wester. They say Wester was involved in youth sports in the area and are asking anyone with information to call the Manitowoc Police Department. No further details were released. AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Spokesperson Brianna Knapp says AAA is integrating its roadside assistance calls with a pair of GPS providers. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or technician on the roadside. Knapp says nationally, every other week, a roadside technician dies on the road as a first responder. Knapp says users will have the feature automatically integrated and no registration is required. Knapp says AAA hopes the new feature will reduce unnecessary roadside deaths in Wisconsin. A 29-year-old Pulaski man was killed and a 4-year-old boy was injured after the vehicle they were in struck a tree on Christmas Day. Ocano Sheriff's officials say the accident happened on County Highway S in the town of Chase. Deputies say the SUV left the roadway for unknown reasons, went through a ditch, into a field, and then struck a tree. The driver died at the scene. The child was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. President-elect Donald Trump has an ambitious agenda heading into 2025, but the length of time it takes for the Senate to approve presidential nominees has gotten longer. Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young has the answer in today's Fact Brief.
The U.S. Senate now takes over 6 months on average to confirm presidential nominees, a timeline that has more than doubled for recent presidents. Delays stem partly from individual senators holding nominees to extract concessions. On November 21st, Senator Ron Johnson called for streamlining confirmations. Trump has proposed using recess appointments to bypass the Senate entirely. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The deadline to file to run for office, whether it be school board or local offices, is coming up very soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for school board or any local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. Dan Rossmiller of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards explains what you'll need to file before January 7th.
In order to get on the ballot, candidates have to file what's called a declaration of candidacy. They'll have to provide their name and address and swear that they're a candidate for office, and at the time that they complete that document, they're going to meet the applicable age, citizenship, residency, and voting qualifications and requirements. They'll also have to file a campaign finance registration statement. In some school districts, nomination papers are required. Those have to be circulated and filed with the other papers, and that deadline is the first Tuesday in January, which in 2025 falls on January 7th.
If you don't file paperwork in time, you could still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Find more information, including the forms you'll need to file, on the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced $70 million in funding for public schools across the state. The funding comes from the Common School Fund. It's the sole source of financial support for things like books and technology for a vast majority of public school libraries across the state. The $70 million distribution marks the largest amount of funding handed out in the nearly 200-year history of the Common School Fund. Those distributions have nearly doubled over the last few years. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources rule banning the carrying of firearms while fishing has been temporarily lifted. Last week, the Republican-controlled Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules announced the change and reiterated their intent to make that change permanent in the future. The rule was the subject of a lawsuit against the DNR by a conservative legal group, and the agency agreed to repeal the rule as part of a settlement agreement. The DNR is still reminding anglers that it's illegal to shoot fish, even with the rule change. Oshkosh Corporation makes its debut at the world's most powerful tech event, the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, in Las Vegas, January 7th through the 10th. Not only will the specialty equipment and vehicle manufacturer have a booth, three of its executives will sit on panels during the show. Oshkosh Corp will highlight advancements in AI, electrification, connectivity, and more while presenting on the airport of the future, neighborhood of the future, and job site of the future. With gift-giving over for many, now comes the time for holiday returns and exchanges. And while stores aren't legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds, some do. However, policies vary greatly from store to store. Bring your ID to the store with you when you take an item to return. Some stores require the original form of payment, so you may need to have help from the gift-giver. If you have to make a return, do it sooner rather than later. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Also, watch out for return scams. Don't trust suspicious third-party return services who promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. You can find more tips at BBB.org. Those holiday leftovers can be a favorite part of the holiday season for many, but be sure you handle them with care. Leftovers should be refrigerated within 2 hours of cooking to prevent bacterial growth. You should eat leftovers within 4 days or freeze them. Reheat leftovers to an internal temperature of 165 degrees before eating. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks drop one to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
No, it's a broken record asking about Jair every day, but did you get to look at him today? And are his chances of playing this week better than last?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee. He's limited with his knee.
Is it just not reacting like you wanted to, or?
Nah, I don't know. I'm not a medical guy. I just go by what I see and what they tell me.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us from that standpoint. But for us right now, it's us getting our book of business done this week and being focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The film Gross Point Blank did not have a funny script, according to Minnie Driver. The New York Post reports that Driver, who played the lead role opposite John Cusack, said it was a consensus on the set that the script wasn't funny, so they took it upon themselves to improvise after clearing it with the studio. I wouldn't say the improvising made the film funny. Driver most likely did not get a Christmas card from the writer of Gross Point Blank. Paul Hogan's Crocodile Dundee co-star has passed away at the tender age of 90. Crocodile Heaven just welcomed one of its best actors in Bert the Crocodile, who played opposite Hogan in the charming 1980s comedy that made everyone think they could pull off an Australian accent. Bert the Crocodile died at Crocosaurus Cove, sort of like the Beverly Hills retirement home for crocodiles in Australia. Bert's acting work was commended in the Crocodile franchise, but he had trouble landing roles afterwards, probably because of either bad representation, the fact that he was never good at auditioning, or there were just not enough roles written for crocodiles. In typecasting news, actor Jared Leto will play the role of Skeletor in the new live-action film Masters of the Universe. Leto is embracing the villain role as the skeleton who is a skull-faced archenemy of He-Man. The Oscar-winning actor and star of Dallas Buyers Club has agreed to join the project alongside director Travis Knight. Cast members already in place include Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Leto embraces playing outlandish characters. MGM Amazon is the studio behind the film, which opens June 5th, 2026. There are those who don't think COVID was real. 1923 actress Danielle Vasanova is not one of them. Vasanova starred in 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, and she was one of the first people to suffer from COVID-19 long before it became widespread. The actress said she was diagnosed with strep throat, but shortly after, her organs shut down, and she died for 3 minutes. Vasanova will star opposite Michelle Pfeiffer in a new Yellowstone spinoff called Madison. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be cloudy and drizzly and foggy for a good chunk of the day with a little more rain by later this afternoon. High today, 43. Tonight, foggy with rain. Could get a quarter inch or more, down to 38. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy all day. High of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.